You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story about a county clerk in Texas named Dana DeBeauvoir. And she helps run elections there. And over the last few years, or a decade ago, a lot of computer scientists started saying, the elections are not safe. Voting machines are not safe. They can be cracked. They can be hacked. And the way that most county clerks responded is they said, stop saying that. You'll make people lose faith in the elections, and they're actually quite hard to hack, and we don't have any alternatives. What Dana DeBeauvoir said is, okay, if you're going to say that, let's work together to fix it. And so she actually worked with cryptologists, computer scientists, to come up with a way of making voting safer. The idea is based on a principle called homomorphic encryption, where you can perform calculations on encrypted data. The idea goes something like this. A voter goes into the voting booth and pulls a lever for Bob or Sarah. It's calculated first as maybe a 1 for Bob, a 0 for Sarah, and then it's changed through encryption into a much, much, much longer number. All the much, much longer hash numbers are put in a separate database. Whoever is analyzing the election can analyze all those numbers and determine who won or who lost, without telling who any individual voted for. Auditors can verify, make sure that all the ballots were counted correctly. But what you can also do is each individual voter can be given something like a receipt, a small hash of the longer number that is still unique. The way like a long URL can be turned into a short bit.ly URL. And that way, the individual voter can make sure that their vote was tallied correctly. So you have a way for voters to check and make sure their vote was tallied correctly. You have a way for auditors to make sure the system wasn't corrupted. And you have a way to determine who won. Now, it's not perfect. Of course, there are ways you could monkey with the system, or people could monkey with the system, but it's a good idea and it would help. My view is that there's got to be a way to make secure and ultimately online voting work. It would be great. We need trust in our elections, and we need ease of access to voting. We need it to be simple for people to vote. We need it to be simple for the votes to be calculated, and we need to be able to trust the results. But Dana DeBeauvoir did in Texas, which is still not going to be implemented in this election cycle, but maybe the next one through work with Microsoft and others. What she did is really good for democracy. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.